With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. Northwestern Energy is asking state utility regulators to sign off on a company's request to increase their customers' electric bills by $23.8 million for 1 year. This surcharge is in addition to a $6.5 million rate increase commissioners approved late last month. Northwestern says the additional $23.8 million is needed to cover costs the company incurred when it bought electricity on the open market in 2018. This was while Colstrip Unit 4 was shut down due to air pollution violations. In order to pass that cost on to customers, Northwestern needs approval from the Montana Public Service Commission. At a legislative consumer committee hearing Thursday, Robert Nelson with the Montana Consumer Council called that period a perfect storm that led to unusually high prices on the open market.
Gas pipeline was out due to an explosion on that pipeline at the same time as scheduled maintenance was going on in California that blocked any transmission up into the Northwest. There was something else that was occurring, and that caused the market prices to really increase for a period of a couple of days.
In written testimony submitted to the PSC in September, Northwestern's Director of Energy Supply Market Operations, Kevin Markovich, wrote the total cost of the 220,000 megawatt hours the company bought between July 2018 through the end of June was more than $25 million higher than if the Colstrip unit had stayed open. Northwestern customers began paying the increased interim rate on October 1st. A typical residential customer will see an average increase of about $3 on their bill. Customers will be refunded if the PSC doesn't approve the increase. The Montana Consumer Council and the Montana Environmental Information Center last week filed to intervene in the case. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette.